This is Congressman Brian Baird speaking on the situation in Iraq. I believe there is no more important responsibility than securing this nation and our people. Following the September 11th attacks, I voted to authorize direct strikes against Al-Qaeda terrorists and the Taliban who harbored them in Afghanistan. I have consistently supported our troops and their families and worked to get the soldiers the equipment they deserve in the field and the services and benefits they need and deserve when they return home. Frankly, however, like many of you, I am deeply troubled by the situation in Iraq. Every week we spend nearly $2 billion on this conflict, with the total cost sure to exceed more than $1 trillion. More importantly, and sadly, we have lost nearly 3,000 U.S. lives and more than 17,000 of our servicemen and women have been severely wounded. I have visited many of those wounded, some of whom come from communities right here at home. Our troops can be proud that they helped remove Saddam Hussein from power and help the Iraqis hold elections. Now, however, it is time for the elected Iraqi government and the Iraqi people themselves to take more of the responsibility for securing and rebuilding their own nation. A national intelligence estimate has just confirmed what many of us have been saying for months. The situation in Iraq has now inflamed a new generation of Islamic radicalism and made us less safe than we were 5 years ago. I believe we can and must set realistic benchmarks for the gradual, measured withdrawal of our troops that will not jeopardize the safety of our troops on the ground or the safety of the Iraqi people. I also believe we must do more to rebuild Iraq and ensure that the bulk of reconstruction is being performed by the Iraqis themselves, not by multinational contractors. Further, we should engage moderate Arab nations in the region, like Jordan and Egypt, in the rebuilding process. In addition, I believe we must reevaluate what we would consider a success in terms of an eventual Iraqi government and what that government and nation would look like. Ultimately, of course, this will have to be decided by the Iraqis themselves. But I think it is unrealistic to believe that Iraq will be an easily and harmoniously pluralistic society. Some form of sectarian federalism or perhaps even partition may ultimately result. Also, it looks increasingly likely, unfortunately, that at least a degree of theocracy may well prevail there. On a broader scale, I believe we must also be doing much more to try diplomatically to resolve other conflicts in the region, most notably that between the Israelis and Palestinians. The instability there has a reverberating effect on the entire Middle East region. This administration has unfortunately neglected diplomacy in the region. It is time we help restart the peace process there. Finally, I believe it is well past time for the administration and the Congress to level with the American people about the true cost of this war in lives and dollars and to begin accepting responsibility for paying for that today and not passing it on to our children in the form of debt. Again, this is Congressman Brian Baird. Thank you for your time.